From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. A U.S. congressional committee targets Russia for cyber spying. Top U.S. intelligence officials say they believe high-level Russian authorities were directly responsible for the hacking and leaking of documents from the Democratic National Committee in an effort to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. We assess that only Russia's senior-most officials could have authorized the recent election-focused data thefts and disclosures. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, National Security Agency Chief Michael Rogers, and Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence Marcel Letter said in prepared opening remarks for their testimony Thursday before the Senate Armed Services Committee. They called Russian cyber attacks a major threat to national interest. Clapper said the Russian hijacking, hacking continues.
This was a multifaceted campaign. So the hacking was only one part of it. And it also entailed classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
Does that continue?
Yes.
While the intelligence chiefs agreed that Russia was involved in hacking the DNC documents, Clapper noted that the intelligence community cannot gauge any effect on information released by WikiLeaks might have had on citizens' choices in the voting booth. He said they did not change any vote tallies or anything like that. Clapper went on to say that China also has successfully conducted cyber espionage against the U.S. government in the recent past. Though China's attempts to hack the U.S. have waned since the two countries signed a bilateral agreement to limit espionage in 2015. This is VOA News. Suspected Kurdish militants Thursday opened fire at police who stopped them at a checkpoint in the western city of Izmir before detonating their explosive-laden vehicle. That according to the province's governor. A policeman and a courthouse employee were killed in the attack while two assailants were shot dead. Governor Errol Eladiz said preliminary indications pointed to the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which has carried out a string of attacks over the past year, many targeting Turkey's security forces. Islamic State militants have also carried several deadly attacks out in the country. Eladiz said the information so far suggests it is the PKK. Such a conclusion was reached after we assessed the attack and ID'd the people. The governor did not refer to earlier reports that a third attacker was on the run. Eladiz said the attackers were carrying two automatic rifles, rocket launchers, and eight hand grenades. The United Nations warned Thursday that sabotaging water supplies was a war crime after the main source for Syria's capital was cut, leaving more than 5 million people facing water shortages. Water supplies from the rebel-held area of Wadi Barada near Damascus have been severed since December 22nd, with the regime and rebels trading blame. The head of a UN-backed humanitarian task force for Syria said Thursday the shutdown had already had dramatic consequences. Jan Egeland said water supplies to 5.5 million people have been hit because of fighting or because of sabotage or both. He told reporters in Geneva to sabotage and deny water is, of course, a war crime because it is civilians who drink it and civilians who will be affected by waterborne diseases if supplies are not restored. The U.S. State Department has placed the son of al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden, Hamza bin Laden, on its terrorist blacklist. Hamza bin Laden, who is in his mid-20s, is reported to have become active in the al-Qaeda terrorist community since his father was killed in a covert operation conducted by U.S. forces in 2011. State Department designation means U.S. citizens are prohibited from engaging in any kind of business transaction with those on the terrorist list. Hamza bin Laden is reported to have formally joined al-Qaeda in 2015, and in the past 2 years, he has issued public statements encouraging future terror attacks on the United States. He also has threatened revenge for the death of his father. An Amnesty International report released Thursday said militias allied with Iraqi troops are committing war crimes with arms provided to the Iraqi military by at least 16 countries, and they include the United States, Russia, and Iran. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.